the rest of the story. Christian, with a K, was born in Bergen, Norway, came with his parents to Seattle, Washington, when he was still a boy. His first job was sweeping floors in his father's shoe factory. Eventually, Dad let him work the machinery, and then one day, Christian had a shop of his own. And it was during those early days, as a shoemaker, that Christian's mechanical aptitude became apparent. It seemed that he could solve any mechanical problem, invent his way around any engineering obstacle, and thus began a creative career, the impact of which is still felt in a variety of industries. In 1940, Christian went to work for a cooking utensil company in Fresno, California, and there he invented the first ever electric frying pan. Although he did not have it patented because he could not imagine a practical use for it. For the shipyards in National City, Christian created a set of special bending tools for working with steel. In fact, his methods for steel detailing were used in the construction of 22 ships. Through the mid-1940s, Christian was employed by Ryan Aircraft. There he devised a safe and efficient system for testing landing gear, as well as a sophisticated gizmo for precisely calculating aerodynamics. Later at Convair, now called General Dynamics, Christian developed ground guidance systems and satellite tracking devices, a target locating microwave antenna that would remain state-of-the-art in satellite technology for decades. At General Electric through the 50s and 60s, Christian designed the cabinet and printed circuits for the company's first portable TV. He saved the company a fortune by redesigning Exxon television sets. Christian invented a machine for banks that would automatically sort and cancel checks. He was responsible for a multitude of computer innovations that have expedited business and improved everyday lives ever since. What I'm saying is, wherever there was an apparently unsolvable problem or an ostensibly insurmountable obstacle, there was Christian with a K, and he always seemed to have the answer. Then one day there intruded on the brilliant inventor's life a challenge that was too staggering, overwhelming. Golf. Christian was employed at General Electric at the time when some co-workers invited him on an outing, a golfing outing. Christian had never played golf before, but he thought to himself, how difficult could that be? Well, that afternoon, Christian discovered how difficult, and he was so frustrated, backing away like that with his colleagues looking at their watches, that he decided then and there either he would beat this game or he was going to give it up. And true to his nature, Christian did not give it up. And because he didn't, the game of golf is that much less frustrating for millions of golfers, amateur and professional alike. You see, the Norwegian cobbler, with the phenomenal engineering aptitude, went on to design golf clubs, to design golf equipment so amazing that jealous competitor manufacturers, in their own frustration, one day would seek to rewrite the rules of golf club design, trying to outlaw his. Golfers everywhere know the name of Christian with a K as Karsten, and the golf clubs he created, which became world famous under the name Ping. But now, whenever you think of the problems that he solved for us golfers, you will remember that that was the least of the myriad engineering challenges met and mastered by Karsten Solheim, because now you know the rest of the story.